Each week at this time, this station presents Legislative Report with your state representative, Doug Reichle, of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative Reichle, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's a lot of talk about the budget this week in Harrisburg, but a connected issue is also the pension crisis that the state's facing, and I understand some legislation was considered on the floor this week that will help to address that problem. So what's going on here? What are some of the details?
Well, some of our listeners will recall that we have talked about this situation in the past, that right now the state teachers pension fund and the state employees pension fund both face a significant financial crisis in just 2 years from now, really 18 months from now. And what we've been talking about for the last year or so are ways to solve this problem by minimizing the impact on taxpayers. As the listeners will recall, both of those two pension funds are what we call defined benefit plans, meaning that the state has a contractual obligation to pay a certain amount of money per month to the retirees from both the public school system and the state employee system. That's different from what many people see in the private sector, which are called defined contribution plans, where the employee contributes a certain amount and that is matched by an employer. It gets invested in any one of a number of different kinds of investments, whether it's stocks or bonds. And if you do well, great. If you don't do well, that's unfortunately sometimes the way the market operates. Well, what we have is a situation now where, because of some inconsistent investment strategies employed by both the state and school districts over the last 10 years, and two stock market crashes, and an increase in benefit structures in the 2001 time period, we now have a situation where the state needs to find more revenue to deal with what is potentially a $5 billion shortfall in just 2 years from now. And the legislation that passed the House this week does have a significant step forward in trying to solve that problem. What we're looking at, instead of one large increase from a 4% employer contribution rate up to 30% in a single year, which translated back in local terms could have meant as much as a $500 increase in school district property taxes in a single year, what we've been able to do is to avoid that by more or less bending that cost curve. We're going to be engaging in what is called a graduated income increase with this employer cost curve. There will be a cap on how much the employer contribution rates can go up in a single year. Moving forward from next year, starting in 2012, actually, the employer contribution rate could not go up by more than 3% from the previous year. So you're more or less moving from 4% up to a 7% contribution rate and up like that until about to 2016, where that eventual increase in the contribution rate is by as much as 4.5%. With the estimation that over the next 20 years, the employer contribution rate will rise up to nearly 30%. That is going to be a staggering increase in costs, and many of us felt that there should have been more consideration given to the defined contribution conversion, moving all future hires over to a defined contribution plan. Unfortunately, House Democrats would not allow that amendment to come up for a vote. I had offered another amendment which would have removed more of the exceptions from the back-in referendum law, which we passed in 2006. And while I realize that has a certain amount of controversy, I think it's important that we were more or less conceding that there's going to be significant property tax pressure on school districts because of these increased employer contribution requirements. And so I thought the very least we need to do was to give taxpayers some relief by eliminating some of the exceptions that school districts currently are allowed to apply for to avoid coming to the voters and asking for permission to increase property taxes. Again, unfortunately, my colleagues on the other side of the aisle didn't see fit to allow us to have a vote on that. But the important point also to realize from this legislation, even though we did not look at a wholesale conversion over to a defined contribution plan, what we did is cut the cost of this pension situation almost in half. The bill as originally drafted by House Democrats would have cost $52 billion to Pennsylvania's taxpayers over the next 30 years. By altering the benefits for every new hire, meaning we went back to the benefit structure in place in 2001, we've reduced the cost by $25 billion. So that is a significant step and a huge savings for Pennsylvania's taxpayers. Now, this bill is over in the state Senate. It's not clear if they're going to take up this legislation in the context of the overall budget negotiations, but we have to do something. We cannot allow Rome to burn and fiddle away while this crisis is continuing. I'm hopeful the state Senate will have some substantive review of this legislation. We can do something on it before we depart for the summer recess.
Representative Reichle, thanks for this report, and tune in again next week at this time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Doug Reichle.